Crufts Day 2 at the NEC in Birmingham. It's early, the doors haven't been open very long, but there are lots of people here. And I'm delighted to be joined by June Webster. Scottish Terriers are your thing, June, aren't they? You've got two fabulous examples here. Tell me, what have you got here?
So this is Layla. She's 7 years old, and she's a Wheaton Scottie, which is like a cream brown. And then we've got Finlay. He's 7 months old. And is a traditional black Scottie.
Which is what a lot of people would recognise, yes. Of course, isn't it? Now, June, one of the reasons that I need to chat to you is because the Scottish Terrier is on the At Watch list with the Kennel Club, which for 406 births last year, and it's on decline. Why is that?
I think when people do have them, a lot of them just keep as pets. And then, unfortunately for myself, I've never been able to have any puppies. And it's not an easy breed to breed, to be truthful. I didn't realise that when I first got Layla. And so they're not always easy to breed. And it's just one of those things. And as you say, if people buy them only as a pet, then that next generation is not going to be produced again. And there's not many people. There is a waiting list for Scottie puppies.
Now, you're in the Discover Dogs area at Crufts, where all of the breeds that are recognised by the Kennel Club can be seen, and people can come and talk to people like you about making the right choices when they choose a dog, and that's important, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, obviously, these are very nice, friendly dogs, and they're a companion as well, so they can be very loyal, but they have the naughty side when they know they want treats, and they'll play up when they know they can get an extra thing like Layla. Layla's my own fault. I give her a treat to stop her barking, so she barks again, and I give her another treat, and I've had to step back now and introduce it a different way. But they are very loyal dogs. They don't need loads of exercise, but they still like to go out and enjoy the public and meeting other people. Yeah. So they are nice dogs to have.
I'm assuming that your hope is that more people will take to the breed, and obviously that gene pool can increase and there are more registrations.
And obviously we have got leaflets here to hand out to people. So if they want to get in touch with the Kennel Club, and if they want to go on a waiting list, because there is breeders obviously there, and another person has just turned up, Lyndon and Katie. This is Lyndon's puppy. And I think he's brought two of his pups, I'm not sure. But so there is a waiting list for pups, as I say, but also they prefer to get to the join the kennel clubs to go to the right breeders, not backstreet breeders. Because obviously there is poor breeds being let out there as well.
And of course the Scottish Terrier is on the Monopoly board, isn't it?
When I was a child, I used to always have, that was my dog, I had that, and I don't know why. We had Westies first, and then I went to Scotties, and I've always had the Scottie for the Monopoly board, always.
406 births last year, down from in the last century there were 5,000 or something.
It's
been quite a decline, isn't it? You want to encourage people not just to have them as pets, but also to come and talk to you and look at breeding and sustaining the breed.
Yes, and that's it. And also choosing the right dog for themselves. So obviously, not every dog is for every person. So you've got to find what suits you best. And like I just said, they are loyal dogs. They do like to be fussed, and they like plenty of fuss.
Absolutely. And making themselves heard. Oh, he's going to go for my microphone
that's
now.
That's friendly, I think.
June, really lovely to catch up with you. Enjoy the rest of Crufts, and really good luck with the breed.
Thank you so much.